This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Luke is on the line with us right now. So, first of all, Luke, congrats on a hot start.
Yeah, man.
And a job well done. Thanks for a few minutes.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Well, we're fired up to have you on the show. To take a few minutes out of your day from just scoring points and kicking ass.
You got to be so tired from doing that.
This offense cannot be stopped. Tressway is barely on the team. One punt in 3 weeks. What do you make of how well you guys have moved the ball?
No, this has been awesome. I mean, I think it's a lot of guys doing what you're supposed to do and getting their job done. You know, I think the special plays come when they present themselves, and then it's a lot of just operating. And I think everyone can attest to this, but I think it's a lot of guys just having fun out there, playing free, playing fast, and enjoying it. I can't wait to bring it back to the DMV and play at home this week.
So was there a point in time, maybe, Luke, going back maybe a month or two ago, where you go, I think this offense could be pretty good? Go back to that point versus right now, because this is better than, you know, pudgy rubes like myself ever thought. I mean, you guys are scoring 40 a week, and as Grant said, you hate punting so much you just never do it. When did you get a good feeling like, you know what, I actually think this offense could be pretty special?
Yeah, holy cow. I mean, I don't know exactly how to describe it, but you know, I think I came here as a rookie and just thought, oh, it's the NFL, everybody's better, right? And so I don't know if I ever noticed that we were doing, you know, stuff right. I just assumed that, you know, when you're playing at this high of a level and when you're playing in the NFL, things operate according to plan and you get your job done just like everybody has. And so I think it's been so cool to see just the way that guys come out and compete with intention every single week and every single rep in practice, and I think that goes a long way. Hopefully we can use that to keep growing, right, to keep getting better, because you want to peak at the right times in the NFL, and it's great to have momentum now, but hopefully we can build on this and grow.
Has Jaden Daniels done anything that's really surprised you to this point?
I'm not sure. You know, playing with him, I think he's been pretty on it since the jump. I think what's so cool too, though, is to watch how he's gotten comfortable, how he's gained confidence, and how he's grown, even just being with him in this short period of time from OTAs to, what are we, week five now? And so I think it's just been cool to be able to go along with this journey of his.
You were a quarterback in college. You know, a lot of guys, I'm sure, in the league played quarterback in high school or whatever, but you're more a quarterback than most dudes are. And so I'd imagine your perspective of just the grasp of the offense and what every receiver is doing, you probably see it through a little bit of that QB lens still. I mean, what do you make of just overall how he's performed and the efficiency with which receivers are getting open and he's moving the chains? You guys have more scoring drives than he's had in completions through a month now.
Yeah, you know, I think I played quarterback for a long time. We have a lot of smart cats on our team, right? We have a lot of receivers, a lot of running backs, a lot of tight ends, and even O-linemen who really understand and love the game of football. And I think that goes a long way to where, you know, it builds a cohesiveness that we all kind of get to play together. We get to play at a high level, and we get to, you know, be on the same page. And so I think that's all played into it, just being able to learn Cliff's scheme, being able to see how he dices it up. And I think he's done such a great job through these first couple weeks as well. And then, you know, when you have a quarterback that can mesh and create chemistry with a coordinator and the rest of the team. You know, I think it's cool because a lot of weapons can attack a defense, you know, whether it's, you know, one player one game or another player another game. There's always another option if a team decides to, you know, dedicate themselves to take away a player. And that's been a lot of fun to just see how how many guys we have that can hurt other teams.
Luke McCaffrey with us here on Grant and Danny. How much more comfortable do you feel now than your first day on campus? You know what I mean? Of being a pro for that first rookie minicamp. Like, how much more confident, comfortable in doing things are you right now?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, I think it's so cool to see how this coaching staff has been able to just really take in the young guys. We have a really young team in general, and I think just the confidence that they bring and the ability to attack every rep and then learn from every rep has been awesome. And so I think they instilled that confidence so early that it's just been a process of getting better and learning. And, you know, I think we've all, myself most definitely, have gotten better since day one, but it's the it's the confidence that they instilled early that allowed us to go out there and take risks and make mistakes and do whatever we can to help grow and learn from those.
Luke, I haven't seen the updated numbers since this game, but you went into this game in the top five in the NFL in average, you know, separation score, basically, like how far you get detached from whoever's covering you. What do you make of, A, that stat? Is that something you track at all? Like, what do you care about as a receiver? But B, just kind of the way things have gone for you, because you've been involved from time to time. You got 7 grabs in these 4 games. You had the big 40-yarder on 4th-and-2 against the Bengals, but you're also open a ton. When I go back and watch the last few games, I mean, you just stay open.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, I think receiver is such a fun position because it's a little bit of an art form, right? It's a little bit of if you've ever seen Yellowstone, it's a little bit like cowboying, right? It's something that, you know, your best plays aren't always going to be the ones that are your highlights. Sometimes your worst plays end up being your highlights just because you're covered and you make a great catch. But what I think is so cool is how we've been able to open the offense up altogether, right? We've been able to get so many guys open at different times, and it's just a matter of, you know, when and where, depending on who clicks, right? It's so cool to be a part of a team that has such great depth, such great character, and then a lot of unselfish guys. You know, I think it's so cool. Just especially, you know, I think one great example is Terry of, you know, he hadn't gotten a ton of touches, and then you watch him in that Bengals game just show why he is so special, right? And it's stuff that we've all known and we've never questioned ever because we see him every day at practice and we saw him through fall camp. And then, you know, you get to see that shine at different moments. And it's so cool to be a part of an offense where you can genuinely be so happy and joyful for other people. And that innates to success, right, in the long term. And we're going to go out there and compete and battle every single rep.
All right, putting you on the spot. All of your teammates, who's the John Dutton? Who's the Rip Wheeler, and who's the Casey Dutton?
Holy cow. That's a good question right there. John Dutton, I'm going to go with I feel like you got to go coaches right there. That's DQ. You said John Dutton, Casey. Casey, I might go with Colson Yankoff. He's my roommate. He's a good buddy.
It.
He's got the mustache. He's from Idaho. He fits into that entire – you know, enigma. And then, you know, you look at, I'm going all rookies here.
So I love
apologies.
It.
I probably forgot a bet, but I'm going with T.O. Tyler Owens for my Rip Wheeler. I think he goes out there and just hits people, right? He's just a force to be reckoned with. And I think when you go out there and if you watch special teams at all, holy cow, he's putting somebody on the ground every single play. He's hitting people just to hit people. And he's setting the tone for us, which is pretty cool.
If you want to fight somebody, fight me. That was awesome.
That was a difficult question to answer on the fly, and it was like he prepared the answer last night.
I love it. Serious one, though, football-wise. Here's something I always kind of wonder as a receiver. Like, your responsibility on any given play, let's say it's a pass route, right? So you run your route. You've got a guy like Jaden Daniels who is going to extend so many plays. Sometimes it's a run that he takes on. Sometimes he's buying some time for you to kind of get back open. What's kind of go through that internal clock in your head versus kind of also reading things where you go, okay, this one's probably time for me to block, or this is time for me to keep plastering and find some space for him. I'd love you to go through that process for a guy that's so athletic.
Yeah, I think if you go back to fall camp and anybody who's been around our program just appreciates the smartness and the genius of Cliff, right? We've been working on scramble drills since OTAs, and that's something that not a lot of teams do, not a lot of teams I've been a part of at least have really emphasized. And so when it comes to that, you're always ready and you always have a plan, right? So where obviously you're going to have to improvise, you're going to have to make plays, and you're going to have to, you know, react to whatever's in front of you. But it's been so cool to work on that, to take that as part of our offense, just knowing, hey, we're going to get some looks where they're in drop eight, right? We're going to get some looks where there's a three-man rush. And maybe our concept's not going to work because they got, you know, a whole bunch of guys out there in coverage. But how can we still make that a play, right? How can we still create that into an explosive? And then, you know, especially in the red zone, you see so many off-target touchdowns and successful plays that I think that's such a vital part of, you know, the whole entire game of football now, no matter who you are, even if you're not necessarily an athletic quarterback like Jaden is. But I think it's been so cool to work on that and to put that as a piece of emphasis.
Couple of part question for you, and Luke McCaffrey's with us on Grant and Danny's off to a tremendous start as a third-round pick here in Washington, helping out this passing attack, 17-yard catch and run, acrobatic, athletic play, middle of the field to set up a touchdown yesterday. On Cliff Kingsbury, who you just referenced, number one, did you guys get a sense at all that that was big for him to go back to Arizona, or did you just assume it? I saw the reaction in the locker room. He downplayed it all week. And then second, what is it about him or his design that is so unique and so successful? Because there have been a lot of questions about him, but I kind of love the formations, and he had four guys stacked up in like a quad look with three tight ends and B-Rob for a screen. Like, there's just so many different things he's doing that I don't really see a lot.
Yeah, I think for starters, you know, you asked about him going back to Arizona, and that's probably something that's assumed. And I think we've built a brotherhood on this team, which is really cool that, you know, we ride or die in the good times and the bad times. You know, we know that we're the group that fights together, and it's really cool to see, you know, every single person on this team and in this organization have success. And that was just a cool marker for him. And then, you know, when you look at his scheme and the different movements, you know, there's so many elements that defenses have to keep accountable, whether it's, you know, the power run game, whether it's getting outside zone, whether it's a zone read. And then, you know, in the pass game, he just builds up a lot of really good man beaters, and then, you know, always has an answer for zone. And so it's been hard to, you know, we haven't seen a lot of teams run man against us, especially, you know, you saw Terry have a couple deep shots, and that opens a lot of things up and just allows the scheme to play into itself. And I think all of that, whether it's mixing personnels, whether it's creating matchups, is something that Cliff does really well in combination with building tempo and building a sense of urgency for the offense to where you always feel like you're attacking, right? And that's something that we always emphasize as an offense. And it's been really fun to get into that and to grow. And hopefully, you know, I think we can continue to grow and get better as we go throughout the season.
Is the lack of man, do you think that's because of Jaden's running ability and not basically wanting to have to turn your back to him?
Yeah, there's a lot of factors. I think that plays into it. I think, you know, having a couple of receivers that can win versus man goes into it. I think, you know, our screen game and our run game goes into it. And then also, you know, the NFL is a majority zone scheme league right now. And I think that plays into it. It's just not a lot of people's bread and butter. And so it kind of plays into all of those.
Luke, I'm just a dude that loves watching football, and watching you guys win has been awesome. I think, and this is my unprofessional opinion, I feel like you're a really good blocker. Do you agree with my assessment? And B, if I'm wrong, what am I missing?
Thank you. Yeah, you know, I think that's something we've emphasized all year. Again, going back to OTAs, being able to block, being able to get in open space. And I think that was one of the things switching from quarterback that was the biggest, you know, hurdles of trying to learn how to do that. And I think I had a lot of help from, you know, all our coaches here on staff, and then from my dad, who was a great blocker back when he was playing. And so it's been cool to just learn from all these people's experience and to kind of become somebody who takes pride in blocking. I think I'm not as good as I hope that I can be, you know, one day, but I think I've taken a lot of steps, which has been cool and fun.
Last one for me. You mentioned your pops. I loved him as a player.
He was pretty good.
Right when I was like coming in, I'm in my 30s, but when I was like becoming a huge NFL fan, he was just putting up 1,000-yard seasons in that awesome Denver team. And then when I hear the stories about him telling you like not to wear jeans on Friday night because it'll make your legs tired, or getting you IVs, getting you out of class, like I'm just like all in on this guy. He is a Commander's mark right now. He's like posting the standings. He's getting all in. I'm following him on Twitter now. I guess he's got two favorite teams, right? Because he's got a multitask with your brother in San Francisco. But Ed McCaffrey, Commanders fan. Let's go.
I know. Somebody gave him a Twitter, and we haven't been able to get him to stop typing ever since. I think he's put out probably more tweets than anyone in the country. But no, I love it. His Twitter is actually awesome. And I think it's cool to show his personality a little bit. You know, he was always a very stoic player, and I think now that he gets to do a couple of things, whether it's Twitter or the radio, he gets to show the personality that we all know him as, and it's a lot of fun to just see him joking around, him having a blast. And then, you know, obviously when you win games, it makes it even more fun and exciting.
You mentioned personality before we let you go. A couple of frivolous things that do not matter here, Luke. You've got you're young, you have a metabolism, must be a lot of fun. Your cheat meal, right? No one's going to judge you. There's no weigh in coming up. You're going to eat whatever you want and then just sort of lounge afterwards. Give me the meal.
Yeah, my cheat meal. I'm going to Texas Roadhouse. I'm getting the Outlaw ribeye. And I'm
very specific ribeye, by the way.
I love that answer.
Texas Roadhouse, do they still do the really good bread?
Yep, you know it.
That's a great item.
What are your sides there with your ribeye? You're not even worried about that.
Oh, I get fries.
Yep.
Yeah, fries, and then if I have the time, I'll go to Chili's and get one of those chocolate molten lava cakes.
My God. Dude. My God.
Oh, my God. The
one
Chili's,
of us is one of us.
The Chili's chocolate lava cake, no exaggeration, is my favorite dessert. Like, I will seek that best. Out.
Yeah, it's always been mine. We would go there for birthdays, for holidays, for everything growing up, and so that's a special one to me.
The scooped ice cream is like a frozen brick, basically, that they just drop on there.
Yep.
Oh, it's so good. Are you watching anything right now, or is Yellowstone like rewatched over and over again for you?
I rewatched Yellowstone a lot. I just watched Better Call Saul.
So good.
Yeah. What else? I restarted Stranger Things just because it's a good show. So kind of in between a lot right now.
If you pop on that All-22, you'll see a lot of yards and a lot of points from the local football operation. You can watch that all day long like the rest of us will be. This has been a blast in town, man. People have been waiting to just see a fun offense for a long time, and you guys are delivering the goods. Thanks for 3 straight wins. We appreciate it.
Congrats, buddy.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. It's great hearing the support. Can't wait to see everybody at home this week.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Back at home for the Cleveland Browns, it's Luke McCaffrey on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.